From Spark and Anvil and Dataforge, this is Graph, in Chapter 1 of the Dataforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. The chart on the wall of the school fair was gorgeous, and Graph could tell in 3 seconds that it was lying. She was a finch, small and bright-eyed, with yellow feathers mixed with cream and russet. A little leather case of chart pencils sat tucked in her vest. She stopped in front of the winning entry, a tall, glossy, three-dimensional bar chart tilted at an angle, rainbow-colored, that seemed to shout, "Our club grew huge this year." She leaned in and read the tiny numbers along the side. Then she frowned. "The bottom of this chart doesn't start at 0, she said to the boy standing proudly beside it. "It starts at 90. So the club going from 92 members to 95 looks like it tripled." She tilted her head at the 3D tilt. "And the slant makes the front bars look even bigger. 3 new members. That's the whole story. The chart's making it look like 100. The boy's face fell. "But it looks amazing." "It does," Graf agreed. She wasn't unkind about it. "That's the trouble. A chart isn't just a picture. It's saying something to whoever looks at it. This one's saying something that isn't true." She took out her pencils. "Want to make one that looks a little plainer and tells the truth? I'll help." Something in her settled as she said it. The quiet, sure feeling of picking honesty over flash. Graph learned that colors and shapes carry meaning long before she learned about charts. Her family were the quilt makers of a small village, Finches, who designed the yearly harvest quilt. Each square showed what a family had given to the shared stores that year: grain, wool, apples, and the colors were chosen to honor what was true. When Graf was 6, she wanted to make her square with every color in the basket, all at once, because it would be the prettiest. Her grandmother gently stopped her hand. "A square that's all rainbow says nothing," her grandmother said. "Nobody reading the quilt will know what your family gave." She laid out 3 careful colors instead: gold for grain, gray for wool, red for apples. A quilt with meaningful colors becomes a treasure the whole village trusts. A quilt with random flashy ones is just noise on a blanket. Graf looked at the 2 versions, her rainbow scribble and her grandmother's honest 3 colors. The plain one told a true story. The pretty one told nothing. "So the prettiest isn't the best," she said. "The truest is the best," her grandmother said. "If you can make the truest one lovely too, that's the real skill. But truth comes first, then beauty." When she was grown, Graf walked to the Dataforge Academy with her chart pencil case in her vest. Datum, who ran the academy, met her at the door. "Show me how you tell a story from numbers," Datum said. Graf didn't recite a list. She pulled out a folded card. Bar, line, scatter, pie, histogram, box plot, heat map, map. And set it beside a small pile of numbers on the workbench. In Graf's workshop, a girl named Sorrel brought her a pie chart she'd made of how her class spent recess. It had 11 thin, colorful slices, and it was very hard to read. "It's so colorful," Sorrel said, a little unsure, "but nobody can tell what it means." "Let's find the shape of your story," Graf said kindly. "What are you actually showing?" "How many kids do each recess thing? Soccer, reading, swings, tag? Are those parts of one whole that add up to everyone?" "Sort of, but some kids do 2 things." Graf smiled. "Then it's not really a pie. Pie charts only tell the truth when the slices add up to exactly one whole, once each." She turned Sorrel's chart over to the blank side. "You've got groups you're comparing. Soccer kids, reading kids, swing kids. What shape is that?" Sorrel checked the folded card. "Bars?" "Bars," Graf agreed. "1 bar per activity, all starting at 0, tallest to shortest. Suddenly anyone can see it in a heartbeat." She handed Sorrel a pencil. "And label everything. What each side means, where the numbers came from, how many kids you counted. A good chart tells the reader everything they need and hides nothing." Sorrel drew the bars. The messy rainbow pie became a clean, plain, readable thing. And for the first time, you could actually see the answer.
Sorrel looked at her two charts side by side, the flashy one and the plain, honest one. The first was prettier, she said, a little wistful. It was, Graf said. I still make pretty but wrong ones sometimes. That's how I learn. The moment the flashy thing and the honest thing pull apart, I choose honest and start over. It's just practice. She tapped the clean bar chart. This one's beautiful in a different way. It's beautiful because it's true. Nobody looking at it will be fooled. Then she closed her chart pencil case, and a warm, steady gladness settled in her chest. The good feeling of having shown the truth plainly. The next pile of numbers waited, and Graf felt calm and quietly happy, unworried, ready to be honest all over again.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Graf. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.